back. So this is It's Your Rock by Fantasy 3, which is kind of funny. You know, 1983 rap track. The other stuff you just heard was from Teens off of teens.bandcamp. That's T-E-E-E-A-M-S .bandcamp.com. It's three E's and Teens. That's like a beat making alias for Ev's Tumor before Ev's Tumor. WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
Yeah, listen to his stereo. And on that troglodyte stereo is Zombo's Deep Archive. What could that be? You know what it is. I go back into time, Zombo here, and I rebroadcast super old shows, exactly 13 years ago shows. So these are when the show started getting digitally archived, and I think, man, these sound good. So let's revisit them, and it's part of the encore shows I'm doing. Rather than play like a show from last week, I play a show from 13 years ago. Today's show is from May the 8th, 2009. We're going to dig into that in just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Not really, because I'm going to probably stumble through some stuff and waste more than 5 seconds. You can hear my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you can listen to rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, specialty shows on RadioCrown.com, and all the archives if you want, downloading free Zombo stuff from ZomboCo.com. Okay? All right, let's dig right into Zombo Deep Archive. The show aired May the 8th, 2009.
Lamaloo.
Midwestern. If a big Saturday means clipping the hedge,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like to shop at Sears, drink a lot of iced tea, like to dance the polka and to watch TV.
Then the jury is in and the critics agree, you're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
If you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Every highway should be flat and straight.
You're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you still think that sushi looks a lot like bait,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like your potatoes mashed, your chicken fried, your green beans boiled, and your apples pied.
And you ain't trusted nothing since Rock Hudson died. You're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Real big topic.
You're hopelessly Midwestern. And if the Pocono Mountains sound kind of exotic,
you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you like Gerald Ford as much as Betty, and a big cornfield looks mighty pretty,
and if you'd rather go to hell than go to New York City, you're hopelessly Midwestern.
Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern,
square pegs in a big round world. Now you can go from sea to shining sea.
Right in the middle, that's the place to be.
And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me.
Hopelessly Midwestern.
Thank you. company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Today, Shakea Bailey joins us to talk about the Pittsburgh Major Taylor Cycling Club, named for legendary African-American bike racer Marshall W. Major Taylor, and upcoming club events, including a bike tour on July 23rd. That will be at 7:20. At 7:50, Jody Lincoln will be here to talk about the Pittsburgh Prison Book Project. At 8:20, Mr. Misato, a magician, will talk about his school of magic for the young and the young at heart at Liberty Magic in the Cultural District. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, our Youth Express Hour will feature a segment from our Remaking Tomorrow podcast, plus voices of third, fourth, and fifth graders attending the Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp at Turtle Creek Elementary STEAM Academy. And just after 11 o'clock, live music and conversation with our pal Slim Forsyth, who performs at the Teamster Horseman Bike Run on July 30th in a benefit for Little Sisters of the Poor. All today on the Saturday Light Brigade, all with our thanks for your being here with us on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Pop quiz coming up in just a moment.
We made our warm bed out of blankets in the meadow way up high. You took off your dress in the moonlight to sleep beneath the sky. Your touch was a warm summer ocean. Your kiss made the whole mountain fly. And you looked deep within me and smiled at the tears in my eyes. You can say that you always were honest, and your words were clear from the start. But it's more than just words that got spoken, there was language of the heart. I won't keep on calling your number if you never have. Claim you or blame you, but you're always on my mind. You had no idea I would love you. It comes as a total surprise. And you shake your head slowly and smile at the tears in start. But it's
it's more than just words that got spoken. There was language of the heart. Your eyes like an ocean of clear sunlit green. My eyes with the salt water washing me clean again. Just imagine you whispered a secret that could take away my blues. And you let me believe it to please me, though it just wasn't true. Just meant to share with me pleasure, and you're gifted at what you do. But you're speaking an unspoken language I thought that you knew. It's one that we all learn. Say that you always were honest, and your words were clear from the start. But it's more than just words that got spoken, there was language of the heart. Language of.
David Wilcox getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. The song Language of the Heart. Another busy weekend ahead, and a busy week. Looking back, we welcomed students from Youth Places to our studios on Monday and Wednesday to our Youth Media Center. We were also out in Beltover working with third through eighth graders at Camp Fun. We were at Woodland Hills Opportunity Camp. We also spent time at Oliver Citywide Academy, Pittsburgh Public Schools. And more summer fun radio workshops at Pittsburgh Arlington, Obama, and Langley. And if that didn't seem like enough, we also had teens in for our Radcast program as they get ready to create a podcast all about Allegheny County Regional Assets. What a great week. We hope it was for you, too. Let's give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to see if you can solve this morning's pop quiz. We had a lot of fun with this puzzle in our weekly newsletter. I'll let you know how to subscribe to our newsletter in a moment. Here's the way it was phrased in our newsletter for you now. Foot is an example of a four-letter word starting with F and ending with T. Can you name five more? Too easy? How about 10? Each word must be exactly four letters long, begin with F, and end with T. Share your answers now by telephone, 412-200-5975. You can also text your answers to us at that same number, 412-200-5975. Good luck. We'll share some of the answers coming in over the next few moments.
The fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. 'Cause if the fish don't bite, you still got the water and the trees and the sky up above. And if your lover's not with you, don't be sad that you miss her. Be glad you miss someone so much. The important part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. 'Cause if the fish don't bite, you get some time for thinking and your lover's who you're thinking about. And if your lover's not with you, you get some time for fishing. It's amazing how it all works out. Part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. 'Cause if the fish don't bite, it really doesn't matter. They're just bigger the next time you go. And if your lover's not with you, it makes it so much sweeter when you finally do go on home. The important part of fishing ain't the fish, but the fishing. Important part of loving is the love. The important part of doing most anything you're doing is doing it with all of your heart. Do it now with all of your heart. Do it now with all of your heart.
As the morning light stretched in across my bed, I thought of you. Remembering your laughing eyes and always said, I love you too. As all my thoughts of you pass for my face a thousand times, the way they race my heart, I cannot say it all in line. Oh, we kissed goodbye so smooth it turned me round, round and round. Our cool sometimes returns to putting me on, slide me down. But we each have things to do before our time alone is done. These thoughts of you here down the line prove a love has just begun. Standing by the road has been my song before much too long. And now somehow I'm forced to see me there once more, and that's this song. Waking thoughts of you are just extensions of a dream. Without you here beside me, I never know all that they mean. So as the morning light stretched in across my bed, I thought of you.
Jerry and Jeff Walker at the Saturday Light Brigade. And morning song to Sally. Live from Dixie's Bar and Bus Stop. The album That's From. Also, Jim Hurst and Missy Raines and the Important Part of Fishing. Time to work through our pop quiz together now. We asked you for four-letter words starting in F and ending with T, and we've got quite a few. Bruce and Ingram just sent flat, flit, feet, frat, feet, F-E-A-T, felt, fast, and fist. Well done. Tom and McCandless put his in the form of a sentence. The frat guy, who was a font of auto knowledge, purchased a Fiat because he thought it would be fast. But as he drove it across the Fort Pitt Bridge, he began to fret and would pound his fist when he had a flat. So his anticipated feat of winning the Vintage Grand Prix resulted in his feet crossing the bridge 1 foot at a time. Tom, that's well done. And Tom and Barb in Stallstown came up with a fast 10, flat feet, the other feet, font, fort, fret, fast, fust, F-U-S-T, flit, and fact. Russ is in King, North Carolina, has fact, fast, feet, felt, fest, fist, flat, flit, font, fort, frat, and fret. Gary did a sentence too. I sure was fast on my feet when I felt the past gas flit through the air. Pumping my fist, I was excited to now be part of the frat called the Font Brothers. I'll drive my Fiat to the fest to get my toga. Well done, Gary. Tommy in Virginia writes, it's a fact that I had a flat on my Fiat, which left me on my feet, and I shook my fist at that crumbly tire because I felt in a mood for a fest, but I had to flit as fast as I could with my frat brothers. This message was printed in 18-point font. And Matt Adler writes, your challenge got my attention, so I accepted it. This was in response to our newsletter. I started with the F, then went through the alphabet for the next two-letter spots. I came up with 14 other words that start with F and end with T, with four letters. You started with foot. After I thought of some words that I thought might be iffy, I looked up the definition just to make sure they are actual words. And he has a fact. The aforementioned past gas word, then fast, feet, as in an achievement, feet is in plural of foot, felt, fiat, the car company, fist, flat, flit, to move swiftly and lightly, font, fort, frat, short for fraternity, and fret, either part of a guitar, or a state of anxiety or worry. Thanks, that was a good question. Thank you, Matt. We're glad for your email. Marin had flat, frat, font, fast, flit, fort, felt, fist, fussed, as in moldiness, and fiat, as in an order by fiat. P.S., I think fault might be a word, probably swiped from the French, and filt is sometimes used to abbreviate filter, but that doesn't seem like a real word. Maureen and Lou have flat, flit, fret, fat, frat, fast, fort, font, flat, feet, and felt. Jim in Crafton Heights has feet, fort, flat, flit, fast, fist, fiat, fact, font, fest, fret, frat, and feet. Kimberly has fort, feet, felt, fact, frat, font, fist, flat, and feet. Dan in Squirrel Hill has fast, fret, feet, fort, fest, and flat. An anonymous listener has all words we've mentioned so far. Thank you for playing along. John Davis has a fast, fact, feet, and felt, and fest, and fiat, and fist, and flat, flit, font, fort, frat, fret, and the original font, as an Allen font. No hidden cameras, but a smile just the same. James has fist, feet, fact, and fast. Cheryl has fort, fret, frat, feet, fast, flat, and flit. Miles has all of the words we've mentioned so far. Well done. And Sue in South Park, I believe, also has all of the words that we've mentioned. It's hard when we get near the end of our list, but boy, have there been a lot of correct answers. Well done. Let me be sure I didn't miss anybody. I mentioned Sue in South Park. Linda also had five representatives, as did Jeff. Linda in Collier, Jeff is in Squirrel Hill. That was a lot of fun. Here's one more. Robert in Washington has fact, fast, feet, felt, and fest, fiat, fist, flat, flit, and foot, and fort, frat, and fret. And he writes, we are together with our extended family today in Hershey, having a great time. Our grandson, Grant, who we got to meet a few weeks ago, will get to ride the amusements for the very first time. I hope you have a great trip. If you would like to receive our pop quiz in the mail every Thursday night, go to slbradio.org/subscribe to subscribe to our newsletter. It's a private list that we share with no one else. You can also send your email address to us at slb@slbradio.org. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Historiddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, as well as internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, the Audio Now Network, where you can also listen by phone at 515-605-9542, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus straight from the tap, slbradio.org/radio.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hours, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a timeless flight. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
Rocket Man.
That's the group known as Iron Horse here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Hysteriddle is coming up in just a few moments.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
We've had quite a few phone calls, a lot of participation this morning. Hello to Joe, who is listening in Duquesne. Nice to chat with you this morning. Let's see how you do with our Hysteriddle. He was born on a small farm on July 16th, 1907. In Indiana, and died at 88, a graduate of Purdue. He devoted his life to making a common snack taste great. In 1965, he achieved his goal through a cross-pollination technique that led to wealth and fame through a company initially called Red Bow, and later given his own name. May I repeat the Hysteriddle? He was born on a small farm on July 16th, 1907, in Indiana, and died at 88, a graduate of Purdue. He devoted his life to making a common snack taste great. In 1965, he achieved his goal through a cross-pollination technique that led to wealth and fame through a company initially called Red Bow, and later given his own name. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Tommy in Virginia, good morning. He's got the correct answer, and so does Chaplain Steve, who is up early this morning. Rich in Freeport also got the correct answer. There's still room for you. I see Zach got it too. Good morning, Zach. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, a Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you come up with the correct answer to our Hysteriddle.
Why don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, no, nobody cares, just get out there and dance. Do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? I said get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, you gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes start to tapping, your hands start to clapping. Now anything can happen, so step it to the left, step it to the right, Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Do it in the morning or in the afternoon, underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. If you need some music, hum yourself a tune. Just get out there and dance. Do it to a polka or do it to a waltz. Do it in a line with some guy a shouting calls. If you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. Get out there and dance. You gotta get out there. You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose. Let every last thing move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap and your hands start to clap. And now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. You can cut a rug, do it, till you catch that bug. I said, get out there and dance. Learn from Martha Murray or Dancing with the Stars. Learn from Fred Astaire, learn from Ginger Rogers. Learn it from youngsters and learn it from old codgers. Just get out there and dance. I said, get out there, you gotta get in the groove. Let every last thing move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap and your hands start to clap. And now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. I said get out there and dance, Lord, Lord.
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of correct answers coming in. Bruce and Ingram just got it. Tom is going to join us on the radio in just a moment with the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. Good morning, John. Good to hear from you. Linda came up with it, too. Half of the dynamic duo. Half of the dynamic duo. Ed Collier. Again, he was born on a small farm on July 16th, 1907, in Indiana, and died at 88, a graduate of Purdue. He devoted his life to making a common snack taste great. In 1965, he achieved his goal through a cross-pollination technique that led to wealth and fame through a company initially called Red Bow and later given his own name. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's our history riddle for this morning. Still a moment if you'd like to get in with the correct answer. I see that Margaret came up with the correct answer. Well done. And Marge also playing along on Facebook. Here comes Tom and McCandless with the correct answer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm not surprised at all that you know this.
Yeah, it's the popcorn king, Orville Rickenbacker,
yes. Rickenbacker, but
Rickenbacker.
Yes, the great man with the bow ties that figured out the secret to popcorn design, I guess you would say.
Well, you know, he did it in 1965, but my mother, when I was a kid, would buy this popcorn that came in a jar. And I think it was called TNT popcorn, and it came from Kansas City, and it really popped great. So I always think the secret is storing it in a glass container.
Hmm.
And
I remember
see that. My roommate in college would say that you should get a glass container and put a little moisture in it, you know, seal it, put it in the refrigerator, and the popcorn would pop so much better.
Well, he actually began selling popcorn when he was 12 years of age. He grew his own popping corn on the farm that he grew up on, and he turned his hobby into a business and saved money and used that money to go to Purdue. While in Purdue, he played tuba in the marching band. He was the yearbook editor. He also ran track and cross country, but he got a degree in agronomy. He's more than just a spokesperson. He really understood the science behind things and worked to come up with the ideal popcorn formulation.
Right.
And what it says is he came up with a hybrid that allowed popcorn to be light and fluffy, leaving behind few, if any, unpopped kernels, and it all was about a 44-to-1 ratio in volume of popped to unpopped corn, which he goes on to talk about how it was done, or I should say his biography that we've posted explains this. It took him 40 years crossbreeding 30,000 popcorn hybrids to get what he called the perfect kernel.
Well, maybe Colonel Sanders would appreciate that.
1965 was when he finally did it. What were you going to say? I'm
there's
sorry.
There's two things that drive you nuts is that freshly popped, the smell of freshly popped popcorn and the smell of freshly baked bread.
Yes, those are both, both flavors that can get you going, absolutely. Now I'm thinking about bacon, maybe, too.
Yeah, bacon. I don't like coffee smells good, but to me it kind of tastes bad, you know?
There's a lot of things that smell better than they taste when you think about it.
Yeah, I think like pipe tobacco, you know, somebody smoking a pipe, it really smells good, but then when you actually do it, it doesn't.
Right. I'm amazed at Orville's story. You tend to think he's simply a name and a face put onto a company, but he really knew what he was doing and continued to perfect it. The bio we linked to is really interesting, I think.
I think they wrote a biography of him. I just vaguely remember checking it out of the library. It was about him or it was a history of popcorn, one or the other, but I can't remember exactly for sure.
I'd imagine he'd be worthy of a biography. It looks like his was a unique story. And
have you ever heard of corn nuts?
That's a packaged snack, right? That you can get.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I remember in high school I used to eat it, but it's dangerous for your teeth, I think.
Huh.
Because it's really hard, but it really is kind of salty and tastes good. And I remember that they developed a special type of corn to grow it. And it's like, from what I can remember, they said like 7 feet tall or something. And it only grew in one spot in Illinois somewhere. And it made all the corn nuts.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder how they got them to grow in those little packages. Or do you think...
Well, Well, you know, this one, there was a show on, it was some, I think it was something like Saturday Night Live, but it was on Friday night. I think it was on ABC.
Yeah, it was called Fridays.
And it was kind of a jokey kind of a program. And so whoever was the star of the show, so to speak, he went to one of those, a farm where they grew those little things you hang off your car mirror.
Oh, yeah, the like the air fresheners.
Right.
So interesting.
He went to the farm where they grew those kinds of things.
Yeah. It's interesting to consider. Well, Tom, thank you. A charge to you. A charge also, bye-bye, a charge also to Sharon. Not only does she know her words, but she knows her popcorn. I posted an article called How Orville Redenbacher Perfected a Popcorn Hybrid That Changed Gourmet Popcorn. And it talks about his life and legacy. Third generation farmers, says the article, continue to grow popcorn for Orville's namesake brand from the same fields that Redenbacher once personally selected. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with an Orville Redenbacher. Today's Hysteriddle answer.
Hitting on two, pop pop,
pop pop,
pop pop,
pop pop,
pop pop,
pop pop,
pop pop, pop pop, pop pop, pop pop, pop pop, pop pop, go the motorcycle, hitting on one, pop pop, pop pop, pop pop, pop go the motorcycle, pop pop, 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 pop.
We'll be right back. pop 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 pop.
Try singing along a few pops, you know you want to, right? Pop, pop. Give a little equal time to Mom in just a moment. Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Preceded by Laurie Berkner, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations, smart speakers, and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
In the shadow of the golden arches stands a cold and empty store. Mom and Pop first opened up back in 1944. Serving ice cream sodas, they had a bell above the door. And homemade pie and coffee, a black and white tile floor. But Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Well, there used to be more flavor in this country that I roam. But I feel like I'm a stranger, no place to call my home. I can eat the same cheeseburger from New Mexico to Maine. The same darn cup of coffee, just a link in someone's chain. No, Mom and Pop don't work here no more. Well, just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Outside an old-time diner, if you can still find one there. Where the waitress calls you darling, even though she knows your name. And you'll leave a better man than when you came. Did our forefathers see it coming? Are they rolling in their grave? No, that's just the bulldozers. They got a parking lot to pave. Cause they're putting in another strip mall. More outlet stores, how nice. Last year's sweatshop clothing at a fraction of the price. No mom and pop don't work here no more. Just bury me on Main Street on the south side of the square. Underneath a big marquee, and you can put these words up there. Here lies the son of everyone made casualties of this war. No mom and pop don't work here no more.
Mom and pop don't work here no more.
Mom and pop don't work here no more.
Mom and pop don't work here
no more. Mom and pop don't work here no more.
Mom and pop done closed up shop.
Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours. Ma and Pop don't work here no more. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in just a moment, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Dateline Madison, Wisconsin, courtesy of WMTV in Madison. The Big Idaho Potato Truck is celebrating National French Fry Day in Sun Prairie. The truck has a 72-foot-long flatbed trailer, and on it is a 28-foot-long, 10-foot-wide, 100